Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Cha. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to do some more teardowns.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
And we want you to do your best.
And Stelly's going to start. But what I'm finding interesting about this one is it's in German.
Oh, shit. You see it in German? I have the / EN, which is English. So I see the English version
for
this.
Oh, wow. Awesome. All right. Let's do it in English.
All right. Let's rock and roll. So this is Timer. So TIMR.com, then / EN if you want it in English. So here's what I see. It's online time tracking simply everywhere. Timer is more than just time tracking. Try Timer for free. All right. Okay, cool. I get what it is. That's good. It's a time tracking thing. I see some young dude that's laughing on a large image, some young kind of hipster professional. Maybe he's happy. I don't know. I don't instantly know who this is for. Is this for freelancers? Is this for corporations? So this is my next question. And why is this, why is the simply everywhere the good thing? And why is it more than just time tracking? But the main thing is like the use case of time tracking here. So I scroll down and I see work time and absence tracking, work time and absence tracking inclusive. Including vacation account. Okay, so this is for people that are probably not freelancers because this thing is tracking when you go on vacation and when you are not working and take, you know, time off or absence or whatever. I see some screenshots of the product. Time tracking for customers, projects, and tasks. Okay, so they have a mobile app. They have a website thing. And I assume that that's why they say that they are everywhere. The main thing I'm struggling with here is that, yeah, I don't know who this is for and how this differentiates from other things.
Yeah, I mean, for me also, like, this is a gripe, and I don't think copy should be written like this, but there's a lot of, like, camel casing. So a lot of, like, words that have a start with a capital and other ones that don't. And then there's also an abbreviation for including, INCL, period, which I would never use in copy. So I would suggest just fixing that up. Honestly, like, I think most of the problems on this site are not really the screenshots or the flow or anything. They're actually all in the copy. It just seems like there's a ton of copy and a lot of it's a little confusing. And there's a lot of references to Timer, TIMR, which is what the product is. Even you missed it, Stelly, when you said time is more than just time tracking, it's actually timer is more than just time tracking.
Oh, okay.
So my, you know, biggest suggestion just to give one and sort of move on is like work on the copy. The copy is pretty like too timer focused. Like I'm just searching for TIMR. There's 16 mentions of TIMR on the page. So that's just evidence of like just too much me in terms of talking about the business and the name of the business when you don't need to do that. You need to talk to the customer. And the potential customer that's coming to the site.
I love it. That makes a ton of sense. All right, let's get to the next one. I think that this episode we're going to churn through a lot more because you guys keep suggesting your websites to get teardowns, and we don't
want
to disappoint anybody. Yeah. So the next one, I think you go first, Heaton. It's Better Proposals.
Cool. And that's betterproposals.com?
No. I shared it in chat. It's betterproposals.io.
No. Yeah. Okay, I didn't get it. But okay, that's cool.
Okay.
The internet, you know? Okay, so it's loading. It's great. The homepage, it says creatives and service businesses. Okay. And then it says sales proposal simplified. Writing proposals should be simple. Now it is. No formatting or spending hours making it look nice. Just write what you like. Type in your pricing. Everything else is automatic. Okay, so I'll just start with some of the things I like. So I like that they are attempting to talk about who it's for by saying creatives and service businesses. What I don't like about that, it just comes out of nowhere. And it's just mentioned right at the top. So that's kind of weird. And then below it says sales proposals simplified. So the way I would do that is I would actually merge those two and say, and also I have a big gripe of this. Many of you have probably heard this before, but I don't like the word simplified because I don't know what that means. And nobody really knows what that means. It's very generic. So you should try to be more specific. What do you actually do for sales proposals would be what I would try to describe there. So what I would say though is I would merge creatives and service businesses with what that value prop is. So it would be something more like sales proposals made simple for creatives and service businesses. And I know I said I don't like simple, but just for the sake of the conversation, ideally you would include the biggest benefit of your product there. So, create sales proposals like never before if you're a creative or service business. Something like that would be more descriptive of what you do. Beyond that, I really love the copy below it. Like writing proposals should be simple. Again, that should be more specific. Like writing proposals should be easy and efficient would be much better than saying simple. And then you can say, now it is. No formatting or spending hours making it look nice. What I really love about that copy is it actually speaks to the customer. So there's a lot of customer-centric copy at the top, which is great. Just to riff on it a little bit more, see how easy it is to create proposals now. And then there's like a video, kind of cool to talk about it like that. And there's a whole bunch of dense copy below it. And there's a whole bunch of stuff about like how it works. In general, all of it looks like a generally good SaaS page. One last thing I'll say before handing it off to you, Steli, is the buttons are very generic. It says try the free forever plan and plans and pricing as the two buttons. And I'd again be more specific about, make proposals easier for you now and things like that instead of these generic sort of this generic sign up copy. And just to give you a reference on how I think about buttons, if someone looks at your button copy, just independent of anything else, so they're just looking at your button and there's nothing else on the page, that button should at least give them some idea of what your product does. That's a good way and a good benchmark for how I think about these buttons.
Awesome. I think that's really solid. I agree with most of what you said. It's just a little thing that I have is like when you go on the home page, the main page is filled kind of with a really classy, like gray background. And I think it's very simple and clean, which I love. I think that they've done a good job on that. But the moment I scroll down at the next area where they show me like the video, that actually looks really cheaply done and very different from a design point of view than the top of the homepage.
Good catch.
So to me, I arrive at the top and I'm like, wow, this is clean, super well designed. These people probably know something about like product. And then I scroll down and it looks super cheap and wanky. And maybe this is an old video they've done or something. But I really don't like that, and I don't think it fits with the rest of the design of the website. So I would change that. Besides that, I think that, overall, this is a good site. I really like the example proposals, that page. So it's kind of cool. It shows you, if you do video production, here's how a proposal would look like when you do it with us. If you have all these different use cases, I think that's smart. The pricing page seems kind of clean and nice. They have a little Q&A below the pricing structure, which I usually like. And yeah, I like this. I get it. I'm curious. I was actually curious about this. On the homepage, they have these two buttons, right? They have one that's kind of highlighted because it's green that says try the free forever plan. And then on the right one, it's a button that looks a little less like a button because it doesn't have a color that says plans and pricing. That's interesting. Instead of advocating for the free trial or for trialing the product or advocating to just sign up for free, they say, hey, there's a free forever plan that you can check out, or you can check out what the other plans are and what the pricing for those are. I don't even know if this is good or bad. I'm just curious, have you seen this before? This is a good tactic or strategy? Because it's not common. I don't see the people pitching the free forever plan as the main kind of call to action button. I don't see that often.
Yeah, I'd usually just pitch sign up. Get them in there and don't worry about pricing or plans or anything like that if you have a free plan. That's usually my suggestion instead of having both of them. So I actually love that they're promoting the free plan and getting people to sign up, but I think it can be a little confusing the way they're doing it with both buttons.
Cool. All right, let's move on to the next one. As you guys see, we're on the money, on the ball right now. I'm going to try to churn out as many as possible. So the next one is called Squad Fusion. It's squadfusion.com. And I don't know if Skype isn't working, but I'm sending those over to you via chat, but squadfusion.com should work.
It says, I got it.
You see it? Cool. So it says, athletes need the right equipment to win. So do you. Organize your club with Squad Fusion, league and team management software for amateur sports. 90-day risk-free trial, no credit card required, and no setup fees. Then it has a button that doesn't say sign up or anything like that. It says schedule a demo. Okay, the background.